WNAW New York, serving New York and New Jersey 24 hours a day.
Once again, this station presents its weekly program of British songs and music, with Dean Herschel, beloved star of screen and radio, as its guest of the evening. Every week in all parts of America, you'll notice more and more people wearing a significant emblem, a brave emblem with a golden lion on it, and the enameled colors red, white, and blue, the badge of the British War Relief Society. To those who wear it, this emblem stands as a mark of sympathy for the bomb-stricken non-combatants of the British Isles, the women and little children, the men too old or too young to join the fighting forces. And the emblem stands for something more. A concrete contribution to the merciful work of the British War Relief Society. Similarly, these weekly programs are expressions of sympathy and admiration for a Harris people whose ideals are our own, and a salute to their unconquerable spirit. First number, a song that recalls the England of more peaceful days. Blow Gently, Sweet Afton, as recorded by John Fogerty. Any musical salute to Britain, would be incomplete without a contribution from the Doughty Scott and Lyric Welshman. And so we now give you the regimental march of one of Britain's most famous regiments, the London Scottish, played by the band of His Majesty's Welsh Guards. Because of the roles he's made famous, the name of Gene Hirschholt, perhaps more than that of any other actor, has come to be associated with gentleness and kindliness and warm human understanding. Those very qualities which the British War Relief Society is translating with your help into warm winter clothing, mobile feeding kitchens, hospital equipment. There's no need to introduce Gene Hirschholt, except to say that we're glad that he's here to speak to you. Mr. Hirschholt.
Humanity sometimes can rise to inspiring heights, and of these heights, there is none greater perhaps than sacrifice in a worthy cause. Day after day, for many months now, the British people have made their sacrifices in a spirit of magnificence. Thumbs up has become the signal to the world that the people over there can take it. Thumbs up is not an easy gesture for men or for the mothers whose children have been sent away, or worse are still at the mercy of the city's nightly terror, women who must sleep night after night in crowded underground shelters, or for the children whose most impressionable years are being blinded by the terror and destruction that drive the skies each night. Thumbs up is not an easy gesture for those whose homes have crashed and crumbled on them, and who have lost all their worldly goods in one frightful blow. And thumbs up is not easy for those who have seen their loved ones die in an air raid, or have been injured themselves. Yet the British people are making these sacrifices every minute of the day, even to that great and final sacrifice. But still it thumbs up all over Britain, because the people believe with utmost sincerity that their sacrifices are not in vain, that they are fighting in the name of freedom and for the sake of human rights. No such sacrifices, thank God, are yet being asked of us. We are still secure. We are far from the scenes of death and destruction. But this physical security cannot dull our minds to what is happening in Britain, nor keep our hearts from an outpouring of deep sympathy and renewed affection for all those who are called upon to suffer. Their suffering has been forced upon them, and there is no escape from it. So I feel that we can and must partake of their sacrifices in the cause of freedom and democracy. Each of us can unite with these people who are just like ourselves, with our ideals and our loyalty to human liberty, and who are called upon to endure so greatly. No blood, no suffering, no, not even tears are asked of us, but merely a little generosity, a little help for those whose physical needs are growing greater every day. We can send them things their bodies need: clothing, field kitchens, medical supplies, cots, bedding, warm blankets. Let us do so generously. Let us be good Samaritans. Let it not be said of us ever that we looked aside as we passed along the road that leads toward the future. The British War Relief Society at 730 Fifth Avenue, New York, can translate your generosity into medicines and bandages and emergency supplies and clothing and all the other innumerable things needed by the sufferers of this war. To you who want to aid the British and want to know what you can do to help, the answer is simple. Give as much as you can to the British War Relief. You will now hear how to go about it.
One way to give is to send a dollar to the British War Relief Society, 730 Fifth Avenue, New York City. 730 Fifth Avenue, New York City. And you'll receive in return one of the handsome enamel pins, those gallant badges of sympathy bearing the British Lion. Be sure and state whether you wish the men's lapel badge or the women's dollar pin. Don't wait to do this. Send your help now by sending your dollar this evening to the British War Relief Society, 730 Fifth Avenue, New York. You've heard a program of British music and a talk by Gene Herschel under the sponsorship of the British War Relief Society. Another of these programs will be heard next week at the same time.